The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is a very special day for the church as we celebrate Peter and Paul. And the lives of Peter and Paul are one that should motivate us all, that through the grace of God, great conversion is possible for all of us. We're reminded through the saints that Jesus never calls the qualified. He calls the unqualified, meaning all of us, to do great things. And when our Lord is asking us to follow him, at times it will be scary. Sometimes we'll doubt ourselves and we won't want to get out of our comfort zone. But what we learn from Peter and Paul is, if we surrender fully to the will of Christ in our lives, Jesus will use our imperfections even to do great things. So we look at St. Peter, who was so bold at times. Often his mouth got him into trouble. He said things and sometimes didn't back it up. And what did Jesus do? He said, "You know what? I'm going to make you the very first pope." St. Paul persecuted Christians, murdered them, did horrific things, and yet he went on to be one of the great saints of the church. So sometimes we doubt ourselves because we are ashamed of our own sin, and these readings today set us free from that. And it's through the church that we receive the forgiveness of our sins, and we receive the sacraments, which challenge us to grow every day in our holiness. So how blessed we are to have the example of two of our greatest saints who we celebrate today, who surrendered fully to Jesus despite their imperfections and went on to do great things in his name. And who knows, maybe one day one of you will become one of the great saints of the church and we'll have a window named after you here at Holy Family, okay? Because that's our end goal, to be a saint one day with Jesus in heaven. Amen. So let's ask St. Peter and Paul to pray for all of us right now.